It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Erin Allen. How would you describe this Chicago winter? Brutal? Kind of normal? Certainly not mild, right? Exactly how hard Old Man Winter hits us every year has consequences for your sanity and your wallet. That led one Curious City listener to ask us this question. When the winter is mild, how does it impact Chicago's economy? Curious City's Justin Bull picks up this week's story.
Economies are complicated. There are many compounding variables that affect winter spending. But we did find something of an answer. It involves discretionary spending in the short term and climate change in the longer term. But first, let's look at some of the businesses that offer essential services and tend to do well when Chicago gets frosty.
I think in the extreme weathers is when, you know, you just make more money than normal.
This is Mike Wendling, a union organizer for auto mechanics and auto body shop workers, IAM Local 701.
Because you're busy, you're hustling, you know, there's more stuff coming in to the shop.
Mike says weather extremes, and especially cold and ice, lead to more dead car batteries, more busted up wheels and tires, and more fender benders. And that means more money flowing to car mechanics and auto body shops. There are other businesses that typically get a winter bump, like gas companies or furnace repairers or plumbers or retailers who stock de-icing supplies or other winter gear. But when you think about a local industry that would really feel the pain when a winter turns out mild, you probably think about snow removal.
So we have 8 trucks with plows and salt spreaders on the back. We have a bobcat.
This is John Giroulis, owner of Snow America. He says he has a couple hundred contracts, mostly with businesses and HOAs.
I mean, this winter is obviously a lot better than the previous 2-3 winters. I've learned a hard lesson in life with the snow business. When it snows, you make money. When it doesn't, you don't.
John says he decided to restructure how he offers his snow removal services after a recent string of winters with very little snowfall. He says now, before winter begins, he gives his clients 2 options.
Option 1 is a flat fee per month. Snow or no snow, this is what you pay every month.
John likes these contracts because if it doesn't snow, he still has enough money to pay his bills.
Second choice they get is a per occurrence, and they pay us every time we go out.
Option 2 is a little riskier for customers because if Old Man Winter goes on a bender, it is they who must pay the giant bar tab. But there's another thing John and other private snow companies do to overcome mild winters: diversification.
I don't know of any competitor that's focused just on snow. Personally, everybody I know of has a side gig.
And often, John says, snow is the side gig. Many snow removers are also landscapers. John runs a construction company. You wouldn't know it this year, but Chicago winters have been getting milder. In one way in particular, fewer days below freezing. We get around 15 fewer, on average, compared to the period between 1959 and 1980, according to a Cranes analysis of data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But what happens to discretionary spending during a mild winter? Now, imagine this, and it won't be hard. It's a Saturday in February, and it is gorgeous. Sunny, 60 degrees, runners wearing shorts, peps in steps, shoppers hitting the strips.
This is the warmest day we've had in Chicago in 4 weeks.
If that shopper is you and you spend your discretionary income during a hot week in February, you are less likely to have discretionary income to spend during a hot week in March. That's according to research released last year by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. They looked at exactly our question, how the weather affects the economy. In the short term, it turns out that yes, weather shocks, both cold and warm, do have a statistically significant economic impact. And a notable one in the retail and leisure and hospitality sectors. But the catch is the impact is temporary. This all works in the inverse, too. Say this winter, you hunkered down and spent zilch during that polar vortex. Well, when the weather improved, you were more likely to then use your discretionary money, let's say on restaurant week. Essentially, the short-term effects of a mild winter are exactly that, short-term. But what about for the longer term? Climate is a variable that affects where people live and work, according to another research paper also written by the San Francisco Fed in 2023. It predicted substantial reallocations of people and jobs across the country over the next 3 decades. If Chicago's climate gets milder, that could lead to an increase in population and employment over time. Exactly how that will play out remains to be seen, but change leads to adaptation. For John Gerulis, who runs that Chicago snow removal business, he won't be surprised if the changing climate means his business will have to adapt again.
I can completely see in the next 3 to 5 years offering only a seasonal per month contract to everybody for that only reason.
Snow has to be cleared, like by law, which is why John loves the snow business. He says it's recession-proof, but with a changing climate, for how long?
Thanks to Justin Bull for reporting this week's story. Snowplow services definitely come out on top during very snowy winters, and so do those road salt providers. Chicago, like so many other frigid American cities, cannot seem to kick its dependence on salt, despite the environmental damage it does. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any cold weather community that avoids using it. But we did find one. Next episode, we take you to a little place way up north. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.